AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran targeted the world's busiest international airport Wednesday and attacked commercial ships around the Strait of Hormuz, while U.S. and Israeli strikes rocked Tehran again. Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump says the military has been incredible during the war.
We've knocked out just about everything there is, including their leadership. Twice. We knocked out twice their leadership, and now they have a new group coming up. Let's see what happens to them.
In Cincinnati and Kentucky, the president tried to steady voters' concerns about the economy.
Prices are coming down very substantially. Oil will be coming down. That's just a matter of war. That happens very, you can almost predict it.
Iran has been attacking ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The president was asked if oil ships should pass through.
I think they should use the Strait of Hormuz. Look, we took out just about all of their mine ships in one night.
Asked about what's ahead.
We have hit them harder than virtually any country in history has been hit. And we're not finished yet.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Members of the International Energy Agency have agreed to release 400 million barrels of oil from emergency reserves. Meanwhile, President Trump says his administration will tap the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, releasing 172 million barrels. AAA puts the national average for a gallon of gasoline at just under $3.58. Inflation remained elevated last month. Consumer prices up 2.4% in February compared with a year earlier, but that was before the attack on Iran sent energy costs soaring. And sources tell AP, outdated intelligence likely led to U.S. forces carrying out a missile strike on an Iranian elementary school in the opening hours of the war. It killed more than 165 people, many of them children. In a letter, 45 Democratic senators are pressing Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on whether the U.S. was, in fact, culpable. This is AP News. Death Valley experiencing a superbloom. Jennifer King explains.
When just the right conditions trigger an explosion of wildflowers that blanket the desert floor.
It's a pretty rare event, happens once a decade.
Park ranger Matthew Lamar says this year's bloom is the best the California park has seen since 2016.
And so the wildflowers are just well above average. And so this landscape that sometimes people think of as desolate or devoid of life is coming alive.
It's beautiful.
Ginger Jensen and Michael Baker are among the visitors who made a special trip.
The mountains in the background and seeing all the flowers.
It's only once every 10 or 50 years or whatever, so it's great to be able to be here.
Tiffany Pereira studies rare plant ecology.
A lot of desert gold, the big sunflowers that are coming up, globe mallow. Pretty orange cups.
Visitors are asked to stick to the trails to avoid trampling the flowers and hungry sphinx moth caterpillars. I'm Jennifer King.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.